This chazar is a zechen nishmas habachi chesel shuagim b'nevam Yehuda. Sechel Shabbos daf vav. Brisa says if someone carries something from a store which is a rishus hayochid through an area that have benches in it and obstacles in it, so it's a karmelis, it ends up in the rishus harabim. He is chayiv from carrying from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim. Ben Azai says he's potter. We can understand that Ben Azai holds that when you're walking, it's like you stop. So therefore, it's like he stopped at a karmelis and he never went straight from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. What is the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, what do they hold? Where do we ever find that walking from bringing something from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim, or brings it with going through a Mokim Petur in between, that someone's still Chayiv? Safra, the name of Rabbi, name of Yechon, said, you learn it from someone who carries more than four Amos in a Rishus HaRabim. Really, any amount that he walks after, or carries after the four Amos, is really a Mokim Petur in the sense that it doesn't make him more Chayiv until he actually stops. And still, once he does stop, he's Chayiv. So, L'chayiv, this could be the same thing. Or says it's very different. Because over there, any place after the four Amos where he puts it down is going to be Chayiv. Over here, if he puts it down in the area of the benches, he's going to be Potter. Or says maybe we can learn it from someone who carries exactly four Amos in a Rishus HaRabim, that in this four Amos, if he puts it down anywhere, he'll be Potter. So it's like a Mokim Petur. Yet if he goes the full four Amos, he'll be Chayiv. So you see, he's Chayiv, even though he walked through what essentially is a Mokim Petur. Or it says it's very different, because over there, even though it's not a Mokim Chiyah for the person carrying in the four Amos, but it's a Mokim Chiyah for someone else if he decides if someone else's four Amos end in that area, he would be Chayiv over there. Whereas the place of the benches is a Karmelis, and therefore no one would be Chayiv. It's a true Mokim Petur. Rather, we can learn that someone's Chayiv when he brings from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim going through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If he put it down in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, he'd be Potter, so it's like he's walking through a Mokim Petur, but still, if he brings the item out into the Rishus HaRabim, he would be Chayiv. Papa, that's very good. According to the Rabbanim, we say Tzidei Rishus HaRabim actually do not have the halacha of Rishus HaRabim, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, it does have the din of Rishus HaRabim, so we don't see it from there. Racha Brei Darvika said to Rabbi Papa that Rabbi Eliezer would agree. When does he say that a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim has din of Rishus HaRabim only when there's no obstacles there, but in an area of like by us where there are obstacles like benches over there, he would agree that it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim, so therefore it is a good bekar for the halacha. Yechanan says that Ben Azai would agree that if you threw something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim and there was an intervening place of where there are benches like a karmelis, you would be chayiv. You find Ben Azai says in the Brisa as well. Brisa says there are four Rishuyas with regard to Hilchah Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, karmelis, and Mokim Petur. Rishus HaYochid is either a ditch which is 10 tvachim deep and 4x4 tvachim, or an area that is 10 tvachim high and 4x4 tvachim, like at the top of a wide wall. Rishus HaRabim is something like a major thoroughfare, a city square, or streets that are open on both ends leading to main roads. If on Shabbos there's any transfer of anything from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, if it's done b'shoigig, it's a chayiv karbon. If it's done b'mezid, he gets karas or skila. The same is for a transfer for dalet amos within a Rishus HaRabim. Karmelis is something which is a dirabona dikir rishus, something like a body of water or an open field or areas in front of the store that have benches there, or a karmelis. The transfers of four amos within a karmelis, or between a rishus HaRabim and a karmelis, or between a rishus HaYochid and a karmelis, are only also dirabonim, so therefore, of course, there's no chi of carbon cars or skila, but still it's usur. For jointly owned courtyards, chatzeris, or a street that's not really a thoroughfare to major roads, so you can make an area of chatzeris and you're allowed to carry there. Finally, the fourth rishus is the Mokim Petur. Transfers within this rishus, or from this rishus to any of the other rishusin, is mutar lechatchila. Example of this would be 10 tvachim above the Rishus HaRabim, or other examples that we'll see later in the Gemara. Barisan continues, if someone's standing on a threshold between the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, so you're allowed to transfer from there to the Rishus HaRabim, and you let it, or vice versa, or from there to Rishus HaYochid, vice versa, but you should not take something from the Rishus HaRabim and then put it onto the threshold and then put it back into Rishus HaYochid, meaning the transfer from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid or vice versa through the Mokim Petur, that's not allowed. But still, if someone did that, he would be Potter. Chayim say, if the door to the house is open, then the threshold has a din of Rishus HaYochid. If it's closed, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. If the threshold is 10 tvachim high and it's four by four by itself, then it's his own Rishus. When the Braisa talked about Rishus HaYochid, it said Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. So what does the Zuhi come to exclude, and what does the word Gemura come to exclude? Or says the Zuhi comes to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's view of a Braisa, who says that if someone has a house on each side of Rishus HaRabim, you can just put up a Lechi or two Lechis or two Kairas on each side, and then you can actually transfer through the Rishus HaRabim, but you can make a Rishus HaYochid in that way, so to say. Rabbanon say you cannot. So our Braisa is showing that it holds like the Rabbanon. The word Gemura comes to teach that we even hold like the Rabbanon, that it would even be usher to throw from one Rishus HaYochid to the other Rishus HaYochid with the Rishus HaRabim b'emtza, even if it was done like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not just transferring, even throwing. When discussing Rishus HaRabim, the Brisa also says Zui Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So what are the two exclusions over here? So the Zui is coming to hold, show that it holds, again, it argues with Rabbi Yehuda and holds after Rabbanan regarding another halacha where he says that if there's a Rosh HaRabim and there's a well in the middle of the Rosh HaRabim, in order to be able to make that the well is in Rosh HaYochid, you'd have to divert the public traffic around the area enclosed around the well. The Rabbanan say, you don't have to divert the traffic. So here it's showing that we hold like the Rabbanan. As far as the Zui, just because it says Zui by Rosh HaYochid, it also says Zui by Rosh HaRabim, it doesn't come to exclude anything over here. Another Bryce mentions a desert as an example of Rosh HaRabim. How come our Bryce doesn't do that? Abai said that other Bryce is talking about where the Bisman that the Yidden were in the Midbar, that's when the desert is just around, but otherwise it's not. So the second, so our Bryce is talking about when it's not when the Yidden were not in the Midbar. Bryce gives the Oinshim for carrying them. They seem to be poshut. So what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that Rav said that Rav Chia said that Isa ben Yehuda said that there's one Malacha for which you're not Chayav on, but we don't know which one it is. So it's coming to tell us, the Bryce coming to tell us that this is not the one that we're Mesubber. This one for sure you Chayav on a Karbon and Skila and Karas and everything. Bryce said that an open field is a Karmelist, but a Mishnah says that an open field is Rosh HaYochid, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. Ula said the Mishnah means it's Rosh HaYochid, meaning not that it's not a Rosh HaRab, but not that it's a proper Rosh HaYochid. Ashley said the Mishnah is talking about a big field that has walls around it, which the Raish is Rosh HaYochid, it's only the Rabbanan that it's a Karmelist.